Where do the misfits go when they want to fit in? Cause I'm feeling alone. Where do the oddballs roll and the psychos swim? Cause I want to fit in.
Welcome back to The Everyday Actor. I am your host, Emma Dayton Peterson, and this is episode 12. Today we get to hear from Celecia Thomas. I was really excited to have Celecia on because she is a Broadway actress, so we get a whole different side of the acting industry when we get to talk about theater. Celecia started in the national tour of Beautiful, the Carole King musical, and then was moved to perform Beautiful on Broadway. Her story is fascinating. Her energy is infectious, and this was my first time that I wish I had a video podcast because Celecia just has the best energy and I want everybody to be able to see it, but you definitely hear it throughout this interview. Now, we did have a little bit of sound issues, so please excuse the not as top quality audio, but the content is worth it, I promise. Just power on through. And without further ado, here's Celecia. But you're in California right now?
I am. I'm in Fresno, just like 3 hours north of you.
Okay. So did you go, is that where you're from?
Yeah. So I grew up here. I went to school down in Cal State Fullerton in Fullerton, like Orange County area, near where you're at. And then I moved to New York. And so that's where I live. But I've been out here since like this pandemic. So
that's nice that you were able to kind of stay with family. New York it's too small. Like, I guess the apartments are too small to stay alone.
It's like, New York is my favorite place in the world. And my apartment is literally just sitting there empty by itself. The thing is, when you're quarantining by yourself, it's like, there's nothing, everything that I love about the city does not exist right now. Broadway, I do not want to get on the trains, like to go and like, you know, hanging out with people is very weird right now. So I mean, I've got my family out here. It just makes more sense to
people
you love, you know?
Yeah, actually, my mom moved out here during COVID because we realized that we were both kind of alone on the coast. And why? Like, when there's an international pandemic, we're like, okay, we need family around. Now's the time. So we made that whole choice now too. So I totally understand.
Such a reprioritizing of like life.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, what is the most important thing right now? Having my independence in New York City, sitting in a box by myself with nothing else to do? Or like, yes, I will have your home cooking. Thank you very much.
Exactly. It's so much, so much nicer. Yeah. So I would just kind of love to kind of start from the beginning and just how you got into acting, just to kind of start out.
Okay. Well, I saw my first Broadway show when I was 13. We took a field trip to New York City from Fresno, and we saw Wicked on Broadway, and literally seeing that show was a game changer. I always did school plays and everything, but that show, I realized like, you can do this for a living. Did theater in school, in high school, and I took my first voice lesson my senior year of high school because I was doing the Miss Fresno County pageant and I needed a talent. After that, I was like, oh, I kind of like singing. I decided to major in it in college instead of going like into law. Like, that's what my parents really wanted me to do. Mm-hmm. And from school, I was on track to get my BFA at Cal State Fullerton. Got into the program, realized it wasn't for me, switched out of the program, got a job as a vocalist at Disneyland, and loved it. I loved working at Disney. And then after a little while there, I just needed a break and wanted to go to New York City just to visit. And I didn't tell anybody I was going. And while I was out there, a homeless man was like, I don't know who you are, but you need to move here and you need to do it now.
No way.
That's amazing. And my whole body had chills. I'm like, oh my gosh, who are you? Like, that's what I was thinking. And that same day, I put in my notice at Disneyland, booked a round trip ticket so I could go to California, sell all my things, and back. I was back in New York within 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
The week that I got back, I heard about and auditioned for a show called Beautiful, the Carole King musical, and I got a final call back that first week that I had moved to the city and got the call that I was cast in the first national tour just after the weekend. And so that is how I kind of like dived into everything. Like, it was very divine timing. Like, Emma, I think that I am talented, but I don't think I'm like that good. I'm like, that was all God, honey. I'm like, oh my goodness. That timing was just so beyond me. I could not have ever planned anything like that. And so I waited for 9 months before rehearsal started because they cast us 9 months in advance.
Oh, wow.
And then we mounted the first national tour, Beautiful. I toured with that for a couple of years. And then they eventually asked me to join the Broadway company. And I said, yes, please. And I made my Broadway debut in Beautiful up until recently when we just closed the show last October.
That's amazing. Well, okay. First of all, I want to say I have seen you perform. You are that talented. But the timing is also, I mean, as an actor, like, and everybody listening too, we're all working this grind, and that's what we all want. Like, we want a homeless man to be like, hey, here's your journey. You're going to be a star.
What?
That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. When did you see the show?
I saw it in New York. I want to say the summer before it closed.
Okay.
I think.
Ooh, who was Carole? Do you remember? Was it?
Oh, I have no idea.
Noise? Was it Vanessa Carlton?
Oh my God, I have no idea.
Okay, that's okay.
I don't know. I'll let you know later. I have the playbill somewhere. I just don't remember.
Oh, good idea. Let me know later.
Yeah. I don't remember. I just remember being like, oh my God, it's Alicia. So, because we met, I don't even know if you remember, but we met, I was in Rent my freshman year at Cal State Fullerton, and you came and spoke to do like a little workshop with us because you knew Brandon. I think it was through Brandon. That's... Yeah. And I was in that group. And then we've just kind of been friends on Facebook since. So it's been a long time ago.
That has been a while. I'm like, how do I know this? Literally. Okay. Thank you for.
Yeah. No problem.
Wow.
Yeah. A long time coming since then, but I've been able to watch your journey a little bit kind of from behind. Cause like we didn't super, super know each other, you know,
but still like, definitely cross paths and everything. And this is
yeah,
awesome.
Absolutely.
That you're doing like, this is awesome.
Thank you. I've been loving it. And it's been nice cause I can connect with people that I met years ago. So I've had a couple like upperclassmen that I really admired that now I've gotten to like really sit down and talk to. So it's been great.
Cool.
Yeah.
I still have those people who I'm like, oh my gosh. Like when totally. I
look at that. Yeah. It's like, you need those conversations. So for me, I don't know for you, did you graduate with your BFA or did you?
No, I switched junior year. The first semester I was in the BFA, the second semester I switched to BA of theater. And then I graduated one semester early, which is
nice.
A miracle because I didn't think I was going to graduate at all, Emma. Oh my gosh. But yeah, just my BA of theater.
Okay.
Which is nice whenever I talk to students because, you know, there's so many feelings around the BFA and getting into the program. So it's like, it's nice for me to go back and be like, if you get into the program, it's fantastic. If you don't get into the program, life's not over. You can still be okay.
Exactly. I know there's successful people in the program, not in the program. It's not a merit of talent. So I'm glad you said that. We do have a lot of Cal State Fullerton listeners too. So
awesome. Hi guys.
Yeah. So I started this podcast because I did end up finishing with my BFA in acting, not musical theater. And I knew, I left the building and had no idea what to do. I knew I could like act my butt off, but I didn't know what the next step was. So that's kind of why I started this, to figure out what other people are doing and to help other people that are in my same position where we don't know what the hell to do. So I guess too, for you, did you have an agent at all, or was it an open call for Beautiful?
So I did have an agent, and I've gotten agents in different ways, like almost every way you can get an agent, I've gotten like some of the agents who I've had in my life, I've gotten in different ways, which is great. Cause I'm like, you can try this or you can try this or you can try this. So this agent that I'd gotten was for Beautiful, it was a referral from a friend who was with them. They were currently in their Wicked tour, on tour with Wicked. And he was like, do you have an agent? Are you looking for one? I was like, I do, but I'm trying to find a bi-coastal agent. So he referred me to his agency. I'm not going to say the name of it because I have since let them go and they were actually horrible to me, but they did get me in the door for Beautiful. So they got me an appointment and I was told them and the casting director went through my Facebook before giving me an appointment. Like they went through my Facebook, what they could see in my photos and my posts. Isn't that crazy? Like,
that's just weird.
Just a little tidbit.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody keep your social medias in check.
Like, I mean, and that could mean anything. Like I wasn't trying to be any person like good or bad. It's just like, do they like this person?
Right.
Yeah.
So what was that audition process like?
Okay. So coming from Orange County, there, like I was absolutely a token Black person. And like, there's not that, like there's a small group. And I thought it was going to be the same in this audition. I was like, all right, there's gonna be a couple of us. I got to this audition and it was like wall to wall Black girls. Cause obviously they were looking for the Shirelles. And funny enough, when I was visiting before, I had seen some of the girls in current running Broadway shows. And now we were all in the same holding room. I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing here? This is so dumb. Like, and I could hear everybody's audition. Everybody was killing it. I'm like, gosh, how did I get in this freaking room? And we had to go between two, like there was two songs that they wanted to hear everybody sing. One was Will You Love Me Tomorrow? The other one was The Locomotion. And I was like, if I can start with Will You Love Me Tomorrow, they will ask to hear the second one. If I have to start with Locomotion, they're probably not going to want to see anything else. And everybody was starting with The Locomotion. I'm like, oh God, I need a miracle. And so I walked in and the casting director was like, didn't you just like move here from California? And I said, I came with a suitcase and a dream. And everybody started laughing. And they were like, start with whatever you want. I started with Will You Love Me Tomorrow? And they gave me notes. I sang it again. They gave me notes. I sang Locomotion, wasn't bad. And then that night was my first day bussing tables in New York City. And I was not good at it. Too bad at it, actually. But like trying to keep a good attitude because I was so grateful to have like some kind of job.
Yeah.
And we didn't get breaks. At Disney, it was like most of the day is a break. And then, oh, let me go on stage for like 15 minutes. And then let's finish watching the football game or this movie. This restaurant job was all work, no breaks, unless if you had to go pee. That was it.
Yeah.
So I didn't check my phone. At the end of my shift, I had my whole inbox was blown up. They're saying, you have a final call back tomorrow. Can you go? We're trying to get a hold of you. Can you go? I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. And then so I went to the audition the next day, and then there was one the next day. And then 3 days later, I heard about that.
That's amazing. So you had your survival job for a day, essentially, before.
Yes and no. Yeah. But I kept the survival job for months after because I had time to kill before rehearsal started.
Right. So you said it was 9 months, right? And this was for the national tour?
Yes.
When you're rehearsing for a national tour, is it the same choreography as the original Broadway production? I'm not really sure how that works. So how does that rehearsal process look like?
I think it can be different from show to show. For this show in particular, we have the whole original creative team, and they said, specifically the choreographer, he said like, hey guys, I know some of you guys have done this show on Broadway. We've got new people in this room. What did he say? He worded it so nicely. It was like, give me the freedom to change my mind. So you might remember it being a certain way when you did it on the Broadway, but it might be different now. It is mostly the Broadway choreography, and then things that they didn't like on Broadway, they wish they would have changed it back when the show wasn't frozen. They made those changes for the tour.
Okay. Cool. So it's like new and improved, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. And then eventually, so many people had gotten bumped up from the tour to Broadway that they made little changes to the Broadway company years
ago. Got it. And then how long were you on tour?
Almost 2 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what's that like? What's the schedule like for that?
Okay, so every tour is different. So this tour was a production contract. And before I went on the road, I'd never toured before. They called it the Rolls Royces of tours, which I'm like, now I understand. So at the beginning of tour, we had long sit downs, which people generally like 3 weeks in DC, 3 months in Chicago, like that kind of thing. And then after the first year or so, it started to like be 1 weekers. And I realized that people hate being in a city for 1 week. It's so much moving week. I loved it. I love seeing as many places as possible. And I do understand that there are other tours that are tiered down a little bit from a production contract where they are in cities for 3 days, mm-hmm. 2 days, sometimes even a day. So I don't know anything about that. It sounds grueling on the body.
Yeah.
But I will say, at least being in a city for like at least a week, you can see things, you can taste the food, you can be a tourist. And then anything more than a week is like straight up, in my opinion, vacation. Once you know the show and you don't have to worry about like, what are my lines? What's my blocking? And you can just go on stage and freaking do the thing. You can enjoy the city that you're in.
Yeah.
And if you hate the city, you blink and it's over. You go into the next one.
Did you have a favorite spot that you guys got to travel to?
I love DC. And like, I could live in DC. I loved it there. And surprisingly, Charlotte, North Carolina. I also loved that. I think those were my top two. California was nice just because like whenever I'm here, I'd have my car. I knew people up and down the coast.
Yeah, like, you could see people.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely didn't feel like I was on tour though when I was in California. Mm. Like a lot of visiting, a lot of backstage tours, that kind of thing.
It's probably actually more tiring to be back home.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how many days a week when you're on tour were you actually performing?
Six.
6 days a week. Okay. It's to me. So I'm mostly doing film. I love theater. It's like what my, it's what my training is and how I got started in it, what the passion is, but I don't think I could do 6 days a week. Like it's not for me. So I'm wondering how you do it. What's your process?
Honestly, like 6 days a week, like let's not tell a lie here. It's a lot. And I loved it while I was doing it. Obviously, we're all on a break during this pandemic from theater. Most of us anyway, like most of us. But while I was doing it, it was not difficult until Beautiful closed. I was dating somebody who was in Mean Girls and he had to go to work every day. I'm like, you going to work again? He's like, you ain't been on Broadway that long, Salisha. You know what this is. I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. But like watching somebody go to work that much, I'm like, you go to work all the time. When you're in it, honestly, it's 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
Except for double show days. Then it's like a full day affair, but you got the whole day. Go get your nails done. Go have some lunch. Go see your friends. Like, go to yoga, have a spa day, and then you go and you play on Broadway for 3 hours. And if you love your coworkers, great. If you don't, you're in the building for 3 hours and you don't have to hang out with anybody afterwards. Like that was the beauty of Broadway. Tour, you don't have that.
True, like, you're with everybody all the time.
All the time. So there was a difference there, but at Disneyland, we had shows 5 times a day. And then that for Mickey and the Magical Map, we worked 5 times a day. And then for Five and Dime in California Adventure, it was like 6 to 8 shows a day. So going from that to just like one show a day, to me, it was like, I could do that.
Yeah. And you're doing what you love.
Right. And like also Disney beat it into us. Sorry, that's not a good connotation of a word, but like that, like your fifth show, you might be so tired, but there is somebody in the audience watching you that they probably spent a whole lot of money to bring their family for the first time. And they're seeing the show for the first time. They're at Disneyland for the first time and it's the end of your shift. You need to not just suck it up, but like bring the magic, folks. Like every show is somebody's first show. Remember how it was for you. So like rise to the occasion. I learned how to do that 5 times a day. So doing it once a day almost felt like a break.
It was a breeze.
I mean, I was grateful for it.
Was being on Broadway like what you thought it was? Because it's just everybody's dream.
Emma, it exceeded my expectations.
Oh, I love to hear that.
I think it's important to say that because it really did. And I do know a lot of people who are like, please, can I have a break? I need to go on vacation. Like there are definitely people who've been on Broadway for a while who won't say that. But it is all a matter of perspective. Like at any point, a job can become a job, no matter if it's your dream job or what. For me personally, I loved going to work every single day. Like it was, especially after bussing tables and not being good at it. Nothing is worse than that. And every day that I showed up to Broadway and was tired, I'd be like, you know what you could be doing.
That's true.
Anytime I didn't want to do the locomotion, didn't want to dance, I'd be thinking there are hundreds, maybe thousands of girls who would happily take my place today. Girl, suck it up and have fun. Have fun.
Yeah. I think when we're in a job for so long, we lose perspective and we forget that this is everything we wanted. Right. Well, it gets tiring, so I can understand that as well, especially if you've been doing it for years.
It's definitely a lot on the body. And by the end of it, I'd done over 1,500 shows.
Oh my gosh.
1,500 shows.
That's incredible. When you look at it, when you put a number on it, it's unbelievable.
It's crazy. Like, it's easy to lose your mind. But like, some kind of way, I was still asking myself if I knew my lines. I'm like,
you're like, yeah, girl, you know them.
You know your lines. Chill out.
How funny. Okay. So I also wondering, you were Miss California. Mm-hmm. Do you think that pageantry opened doors for you or was helpful at all or just kind of had nothing to do with what you ended up doing?
Honestly, I think it's so interconnected. Pageants are so what are they, thrown under the bus? I learned confidence in pageants and like bringing an energy into the room. What I learned about myself doing competitions was I'd be surrounded by, because I competed for years. I've only won a couple times. And yes, I happened to walk away with the Miss California crown, but I lost more pageants than I won. And I would be surrounded by some very gorgeous women. And I'm like, okay, you got to figure this out, because I would look in the mirror, and I don't mean to be down on myself at all, but like, I feel like I'm a very average looking person. And so to figure out how to fit into a world of truly beauty queens and to hold your own, it takes practice and it is an art. And now it's like, I have learned the skills that I can walk into a room and make you think that I might possibly be the most beautiful girl you've ever seen, when in reality, I am not symmetrical at all. Like, but it's like, it's definitely like an air, a confidence, and like a belief in what you bring to the table. And that is something that matters when you're going into auditions. When I, like, there are people who are going to sound better than you, who can sing higher, sing lower, sing louder, do whatever. But it's not always the best person who gets the job. It's the person who the people on the other side of the table, who they like. Like, it's a different, you know, we're always trying to be better than people, but it's not about being better. It's about being like the truest version of yourself and owning it. And so that's what I got from from pageants, honestly.
I love that though. That's really helpful for auditions. I recently interviewed a casting director and I've been talking with other people. And one of the things everybody says is you have to go in as either as if you already have the job. So you're just showing what you've got, or that you're also interviewing them in a way. Like that same thing with like agent meetings and manager meetings. You have to have that confidence, or else they read your desperation. Like they can see it.
True. It's so true. Like there is something that happens on an energetic level that once I became aware of it, completely put me at ease. When I look at the shows that I have booked, when I look at the shows that my friends have booked, it always in the end makes sense. I don't, whatever that means to what you can see, like one of my friends, like there was a few of us that went in for The Lion King, and we all, like there's, it was down to seven of us for Nala at the very end. And the girl who got it, or like the people who ended up in the show, you look at them and you're like, yep, energetically, it just made sense that they were in The Lion King. Yes, all seven of us could have done the part, but it made sense. I ended up getting into the Britney Spears musical before this pandemic happened and everything. And you know,
gosh, I didn't even know that was a thing. How cool. It is
absolutely a thing. And looking at it, I'm like, you know, it makes sense that in my lifetime, I would be in a Britney Spears musical. It just makes sense. And like you were saying, like walking into the room, it felt like my audition was so, we were talking about my dating life. Like they want, it was not even like, it just felt like we were already friends. It felt like we already knew each other. It just made sense energetically. And yeah, I sang and I danced and I did those things, but like when they were giving me notes, it didn't feel like they were up here and I was down here. It felt like we were working together and like, oh, well, what if I do this? Like, it just felt like we were already in rehearsals together.
So what I get from that is like, just be yourself and the roles that you're meant for, you'll get. Yeah. Okay. I love that. Very cool. So being from California and everything, do you have an interest in doing film, or are you strictly theater?
You know, I would love to get into film. I've always been strictly theater, but I've been curious about like the film world and I'm still like learning about it. Mm-hmm. I just need the, I think now I just need like the opportunity. I don't really get sent out for a lot of TV and film, but I do believe like if that door opened up, it's something I would want to do. Especially since there is something nice about having multiple takes on something.
It's so nice.
Like I've done a few performances during this pandemic and some of them have been live. And then others, they're like, can you record something and send it in to us? And then they will broadcast it. And it's like when it's time for it to be broadcast, I can relax because that's the tape I sent in. I know what's on it. Like,
yeah, you know you like it. You know it was good.
And if I didn't like it, I liked it enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like it's no surprises, which I do kind of like that.
Yeah. Do you have representation in New York right now for theater, or is it theater, film, everything?
They represent me for theater and film, but they send me out for mostly theater. I'm with the Mine Agency and I love them. Like Gold Mine, like Mine.
Okay.
They're awesome. And then I also am freelancing with a modeling agency and she sends me out for a lot of commercials and some voiceovers.
Oh, very cool.
Just, I like it a lot.
Yeah, and voiceover is becoming such a big thing right now, especially with the pandemic. I've like taken workshops and it's just a whole other world.
Yeah, I took Andy Roth's class. Have you heard of him?
I've heard his name. I haven't looked into his classes amazing. Though.
He's amazing.
Yeah? Okay, Andy Roth. I'm going to write that down.
He's like, if he's not the best, he's one of the best.
Okay, very cool. Well, do you have any advice for beginning actors who want to get involved in theater and eventually hopefully make it to Broadway?
First, I want to say that like, it is possible. that sometimes it can feel like our dreams are so far away and so out of touch and out of reach. And they're not. Like, whatever it is that you can dream, it is possible. So I do want to start with that. Like, and whatever you believe about yourself, my friend Chantea says this, whatever you believe about yourself, the world will agree with you. There are people who are writing, and it might not even be the, it might be a horrible script, but if they believe they're a writer, we're reading it. We're watching the shows with bad writing. We don't care. We're loving it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to be, you like, you don't have to take yourself out of the running because you don't think you're good enough. Because there are people who are just doing it. And some of it is good work and some of it isn't, but they're doing it. So whatever it is you have inside of you, whatever, if you have any negative self-talk, get rid of it. There's enough people rejecting, like sending rejections and shutting doors. You should not be the first one to shut the door on yourself. Broadway is like really up in the air right now because we've all been away from it since March 12th. My show stopped rehearsing March 13th. And so it's weird to like, I don't know what advice to give about getting on Broadway right now because the whole community, we're all like,
we're all just honestly hoping that it comes back soon. It's hard as an actor to see that theater might is, it's going to come back. I don't think it's gone forever at all. I have hope, a lot of hope. But it's hard that this is our passion. We can't watch it or do it or perform for months.
For months. And without an end in sight. Like we are giving dates and then it keeps getting pushed back. And so sometimes that is discouraging. But like you said, this is only for now. This too shall pass. Like it will come back. It might look different. Maybe it won't. Who knows? But when it does, just dive in. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there, to audition, to like make sure that your social presence looks how you would want it to look if a casting director was perusing through it. And like when I was in college, we had auditions at school, but one of my friends was like, Wicked is in town in LA. They're auditioning at Screenland. You want to go? I was like, we have class, Jared. We can't do that. He was like, and it was so scary going to that audition. And even now, like, I remember the girl who was in front of me in the audition line, her name was Farrah Lopez. And Farrah is a Broadway star. Like, literally, like, at the time, she had been in Lion King. And I was just a little college student, like, at this open call. And it's weird, like, being next to somebody who I'm like, oh my goodness. And even I know her today. I'm like, oh my gosh. Going to that audition, it was so scary to get that fear out of the way, like rip the Band-Aid off and figure out a way to have fun auditioning since it's such a huge part of our job.
Right. And I've said this on other episodes, but it like sticks with me that Bryan Cranston said like an audition is just a chance to do your job and to do what you love and to act. You're not begging anybody for a job. You're acting, which is what you want to do. Right. So it's just like a really good way to look at it.
Oh, I love that. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I don't know if there's anything else that like you feel like you didn't get a chance to say or talk about, but I mean, I think this has been wonderful and I think listeners are going to learn a lot and gain a lot.
Yay. I've had a great time talking to you.
Alicia, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It was so great to reconnect with you after all these years, and I can't wait to see you in the Britney Spears musical. It's going to be amazing. To all of our listeners, thank you for tuning in. As always, please leave a review and a rate. It really helps the podcast, and it really helps bring us new listeners, and I want to be able to share this information with as many people as possible. Also, please make sure to follow us on Instagram at Everyday Actor Pod. And if you have any questions, concerns, just want to say hi, go ahead and send me either a DM on Instagram or an email at everydayactorpod@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you all next time. Our theme music was brought to you by the lovely Alyssa. To hear more of her music, you can find her on Spotify, which I have linked in the show notes below. I wanna fit in.